The Granite Lighthouse was built in 1905 and it's located at the mouth of Boston Harbor. It was automated in 1976 and current keeper Dave Waller bought it at auction for just under $1 million in 2013. There are numerous trinkets throughout the light. It's a fascinating perspective of history.
But as far as the historical things, we're still learning all kinds of great stuff about it. My mom went to Washington, D.C. and got all the logs from the keepers going all the way back to the beginning. So we learned about, you know, German spies that were rowing around in a fog that the lighthouse keepers caught and captured. And there's people that have been overturned in canoes and little boats when the keepers went out and saved them. And there have been a lot of shipwrecks. So there's a lot of history and folklore that we're discovering. And then you realize it's really not so much about the lighthouse, it's about the people.
He and his wife, Lynn, renovated the station, cleaning garbage and rust, which was neglected for about 40 years. They added a bedroom, bathroom, and kitchen.
Our whole family has rallied around the project. And, you know, my sister made some really cool throw pillows out of old signal flags from the Navy. And, of course, Lynn tiled the floor on the first floor and did everything. Our brother-in-law did a lot of the woodwork. And the kids went and helped putting the floors in when we started. So everybody's kind of got their heart and soul into the place as much as I do.
Much of the supplies had to be hoisted up 40 feet to the light. Graves Ledge, named after English Rear Admiral Thomas Graves, is quite the boat ride out, with Waller helping reporters onto a rowboat to access the station. After about 6 years of restoration, Waller says they got a tax bill from the town of Hull.
We had been maintained ever since we bought it that we were not part of the town of Hull, and it says so on our deed, and it just says that we are not part of this town. And for them to just sort of come and sort of just take it, because I just don't understand why that they wanted to do that. So we're proving in court, we have a lot of great documents and maps that show that it is not part of the town of Hull. And I think it'll be pretty obvious when things are done.
He says they checked maps from surrounding towns, the Army Corps of Engineers, and the Coast Guard. Waller says the property is an unincorporated part of Suffolk County, not Plymouth County. Attempts to reach Town Council Jim Lamke and Hull Town Manager Phil Lemnios for comment were not successful. The case is currently pending in land court in Boston and was recessed until July 25th. Reporting from Boston Harbor, Lenny Rowe, WATD News.